Welcome to this edition of Best Advisor Insight Audio Podcast, Episode 2, Financial Exploitation of Seniors, hosted by Ed Barrett. Here is your host, Ed Barrett.
With the aging of the U.S. population, financial exploitation of seniors, also referred to as elder abuse, is a serious and growing problem. According to a report released by the 2015 White House Conference on Aging, they reported that elder abuse is a serious public health problem affecting millions of older Americans each year, costing them over $3 billion. The actual number is probably much higher, as the vast majority of elder abuse cases goes unreported due to the victim's fear, embarrassment, or refusal to turn in the perpetrator. In fact, according to a MetLife study, as few as 1 in 23 cases is reported to authorities. So, in order to protect senior investors, the Securities Exchange Commission has approved two federal rules relating to financial exploitation of seniors, with an effective date of February 5th of 2018. FINRA Rule 4512, referred to as customer account information, was amended to require members to make reasonable efforts to obtain the name of and contact information for a trusted contact person, someone age 18 or older, upon the opening of a non-institutional customer account or when updating account information for a non-institutional account in existence prior to the effective date of the amendments. The amendments, however, do not prohibit members from opening and maintaining an account if a customer fails to identify a trusted contact person, as long as the member makes reasonable efforts to obtain the information. Asking a new customer client to provide the name and contact information for a trusted contact person ordinarily would constitute reasonable efforts to obtain the information and would satisfy the rule's requirements. Now, the amendments also require that at the time of the account opening, a member must disclose in writing, which also may be electronic, to the customer that the member or an associated person is authorized to contact the trusted contact person and disclose information about the customer's account to address possible financial exploitation and to confirm the specifics of the customer's current contact information, health status, or the identity of any legal guardian, executor, trustee, or holder of a power of attorney or otherwise permitted under FINRA Rule 2165.8. In addition, a member is required to provide a disclosure when it attempts to obtain the name of and contact information for a trusted contact person when updating information for currently existing accounts, either in the course of the member's routine and customary business or as otherwise required by applicable laws and rules. Now, members are going to be required to provide this disclosure even if a customer fails to identify a trusted contact. A new FINRA rule, 2165, referred to as financial exploitation of specified adults, will now permit a member that reasonably believes that financial exploitation has occurred, is occurring, has been attempted, or will be attempted to place a temporary hold on the disbursement of funds or securities from an account of a specified adult customer. A specified adult is defined as a natural person age 65 and older, or a natural person age 18 and older, who the member believes, reasonably believes, has a mental or physical impairment that renders the individual unable to protect his or her own interests. Now, the rule also defines the term account to include any account of a member for which a specified adult has the authority to transact business. The rule has a broad definition of financial exploitation. Specifically, financial exploitation would include the following: the wrongful or unauthorized taking, withholding, appropriation, or use of a specified adult's funds or securities, or any act or omission taken by a person, including the use of a power of attorney, guardianship, or any other authority regarding a specified adult to either obtain control through deception, intimidation, or undue influence over the specified adult's money, assets, or property, or to convert the specified adult's money, assets, or property. For additional information pertaining to these two new FINRA rules and amendments, a copy of the rules, you can visit finra.org and click on Regulatory Notice 17-11. In addition, Broker Education, Sales, and Training has developed a correspondent self-study course titled Succeed with Senior Clients, a Financial Advisor's Guide to Best Practices. The course is approved for up to 12 hours for State Insurance CE, 5 hours for CFP, CIMA, CPWA, and other professional designations. You can contact Best at 800-345-5669 for additional information. Well, thanks for listening and have a great day.